brought to you by Penguin.
The Burnout by Sophie Kinsella. Read by Bessie Carter. 1. It's not the emails that make me panic. It's not even the chasing emails. Just wondering if you got my last email, as I have had no reply. It's the chasing emails. The ones with two red exclamation marks. The ones that are either super pissed off, as I mentioned in my two previous emails, or else faux concerned and sarcastic. I'm starting to wonder whether you have been trapped down a well or suffered some other calamity. Those are the ones that make my chest spasm and my left eye start twitching, especially when I realise I forgot to flag them. My life is governed by the flagged email. My life. But I forgot to flag the latest one, and that was days ago, and now my colleague sounds pretty pissed off, although he's being nice. Seriously, is everything okay with you, Sasha? So now I feel even more guilty. He's a nice guy. He's reasonable. It's not his fault I'm doing the work of three people and keep dropping all the plates. I work for Zeus, the travel app that's everywhere right now. You didn't use Zeus? That's our latest ad campaign, and it's genuinely a good app. Wherever you want to go in the world, Zeus finds you instant itineraries, bargain tickets, and a great rewards program. I'm director of special promotions, covering 14 territories. The fancy title lured me into the job, I'll be honest, and the fact that Zeus is such a buzzy startup. When I tell people about my job, they say, "Ooh, that! I've seen it advertised on the tube." Then they add, "Cool job." It is a cool job, on paper. Zeus is a young company. It's growing fast. There's a living wall of plants in our open-plan workspace, and free herbal tea. When I first started here, a couple of years ago, I did feel lucky. Every day I woke up and thought, "Lucky me!" But at some point, that transitioned into waking up and thinking, "Oh God, oh please, I can't do this. How many emails have I got? How many meetings? What have I missed? How will I cope? What am I going to do?" I'm not sure when that was. Maybe 6 months ago? 7? But it feels as if I've been in this state forever. Kind of in a tunnel, where the only thing I can do is keep going. Just keep going. I write myself yet another post-it reminder. Flag emails! And stick it above my computer screen, next to app? Which has been there for months. My mum's into apps. She got a Christmas planning app, and a holiday planning app, and a talking clock from her gadget catalogue, which reminds you to take your vitamins every 7:30 a.m. It also reminds you to do pelvic floor exercises every night, and calls out inspirational quotes randomly throughout the day. I find it very weird and controlling, although I haven't told her that. Anyway, I'm sure she's right. If I could just find the right app, my life would fall into place. But there are too many to choose from, and my God, they all need so much input. I have a bullet journal, which came with coloured gel pens. You're supposed to write out all your tasks, colour-code them and tick them off. But who has time for that? Who has time to select a turquoise pen and write, "Answer those 34 furious emails in your inbox," and then find an appropriate sad face sticker? I've got precisely one entry in my bullet journal, which I made a year ago. It reads, "Task, work," and it's never ticked off. I glance at the clock and feel a nasty lurch. How is it 11:27 already? I need to get on. Get on, Sasha. "Dear Rob, I'm so sorry I have not yet got back to you on this. Please accept my apologies." I must type those words, what, 20 times a day? "We are looking at the 12th of April now, and I will be sure to advise you of any change. Meanwhile, on the subject of the rollout, Netherlands, the decision was made that..." "Sasha?" I'm so preoccupied that when a familiar, strident voice breaks into my thoughts, I jump right off my office chair. "Got a sec?" My whole body stiffens. "A sec."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?